Hey, I'm Heath, and I have some opinions. Why should you listen to me? You shouldn't.
Warning, Heath's opinions are unpopular and not facts. If you become offended at any time during this podcast, eat it.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Heath's Unpopular Opinion. We're going to slam out loads of the good questions today. We got a dang good friend of mine on the podcast right now. And it's Hannah.
It's me.
This is just a random guy I found in a sweatshop. He decided to help me.
Yeah.
How kind.
All I'm good is for pumping out videos.
Wow. Well, introduce yourself, Hannah. You have 6 words. Make it count. Make it big whack.
Hannah is a cool human being.
Wow. A bean.
That's all I got.
Sick.
Works for me. If you could be a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
A weeping willow.
That's kind of depressing.
I know, but they're cool looking and a little spooky also, kind of. I don't know. They're cool and like droopy.
Word. Cool and spooky human being. This is Hannah for you all. Let's go ahead and plop into the questions, dog.
Okay. Are you ready for this first one?
Probably not.
Okay, so I understand economically what this is. But why exactly are pyramid schemes illegal? And then why are white women so, like, intrigued by them and so, like, ready to just, like, hop on board and be like, yes, I will sell those leggings. I will join your girl gang of boss babes. Like, why?
Man, that's a good starter. That's a good starter, a warm-up. Holy moly. Well, I feel like this is only relevant in certain parts of the United States. I don't know if this is a worldwide thing. I could not see women in Egypt selling makeup. But here we go. Well, in basically the entire western side of the United States does this. Maybe there's a few southern gals out there who do this as well, but man. Number one, those mothers out there are just wild because they crank out 20 kids in like 5 minutes. So that's their first issue. But if you're already in that weird mindset, then yeah, I don't know. I guess you just like a lot of stuff. You like going to Costco. You like having lots of kids. You like buying lots of big bundles of things. So then you also like dropping loads of money and stuff. You know you're not going to get your money back. Like these pyramid schemes. I almost started working for one of those once.
Oh, which one?
It was like some health nutrition thing. Some person messaged me on LinkedIn and they were like, hey, you can make a lot of money selling this garbage. And I was like, I'm going to look into this. Then the more I look, LinkedIn is a dangerous place, people.
Good job.
Pyramid schemes are born.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I'm a big fan of pyramids. Just not the whole schemey stuff, man. They expected me to drop $600 a month into this, and then they expected me to repay it back by selling it a ton. I was like, jobs? I'm not supposed to put money into my job. Yeah. I have jobs to make the money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So then I stopped.
That's I just feel like if you're stupid enough to fall for a pyramid scheme, then that's like your own fault. It shouldn't be illegal, you know? Like, If you fell for it, like, I'm so sorry that happened to you, but you should have known better, you know?
Yeah.
I've always kind of wondered why, but oh well.
It's probably all the essential oils they rub all over themselves. It just starts to mess with their minds.
It's witchcraft.
Yeah, have mercy. If you're buying any of that isogenics mess, man, bust out of that before it gets violent. And yeah. Security systems. It's a scam. Don't do it.
I believe it.
Wow. Good question. What's Thanks. The next one, dog?
The next one is, what conspiracy theory do you think might actually be true or have some partial truth to it?
Well, you know, while I'm not the most expertise man on these conspiracy theories, I am a very firm believer that Adolf Hitler, Walt Disney, and Elvis Presley are all still alive under Argentina.
Why? Why Argentina?
It's the key. There's a tunnel from Walt Disneyland to Argentina. There's a massive tunnel in there that no one's been able to find. And once Walt Disney got frozen in time, his future self came back, broke him out, and now they're starting a revolution uprising with the penguins in Argentina. And I give it about 10 years before it gets whacked down before World War III.
Fair enough. Okay. I can get behind that one.
Yeah. I'm not even playing. Look it up, Doug.
Okay. Open your mind.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so? Never really been into that stuff. I like looking at them on Reddit, but I can't remember any of them.
It's true. Some of them get, like, really complicated and wacky, so... Don't blame you. One time we were at, you ever been to McAllister's, that sandwich soup place in South Carolina? We were just chilling there one time as a family when I was probably 14 or 15. So my sister would have been like 12 or 13. And there's kind of a lull in the conversation. And then Claire just all of a sudden goes, "So do y'all believe the moon landing was real?" And we're like, "Yes." Like, do you not? And she's like, "There's some compelling evidence that might say otherwise." And we're like, "You're literally like 12 years old. What are you talking about?" And ever since then, she's just been like kind of interested in conspiracy theories. So that's kind of like a thing we like to do, is like talk about conspiracy theories and stuff. So, yeah. 12-year-old. Get them started young.
Start young. Yeah, she was close. She was close. Yeah. It was the Confederacy. That did the moon landing.
I believe it.
Yeah. It was still on the moon. It was just the wrong state. But anywho.
Anyway.
What's the next one, Homger?
Okay, I'm trying to decide which one I want to ask now. Okay. What are some of your thoughts on Jeff Bezos, and should we eat him? You know, like the whole eat the rich thing. Jeff Bezos?
Amazon.
The freak is
he's the Bezos. CEO of Amazon. He's like stupid rich. Have you not heard the eat the rich thing that people are saying now?
It's worth like $160 billion.
Claire and I did the math. We found out that he could, if anybody in the United States wanted, not like I guess anybody, but most people in the United States, if they wanted to go to college, he could pay for them to go to college and still be like a millionaire.
Whoa.
It's like kind of ridiculous. Like everybody who's currently enrolled in a like university right now, he could afford to pay for their tuition in full. And we're like,
glad he's not though, because he earned it, right?
Oh, yeah, I was like, I mean, I just learned who this Jeff guy was 10 seconds ago. So, I mean, I don't have a whole lot of thoughts, but eating rich people, that...
It probably tastes good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that, but...
That's what I'm saying.
But, wow, I mean, did he, though? I mean, is he, like, a murderer or something? Like, did he build Amazon from the ground up?
He did, didn't he?
I don't know. Probably. Amazon's actually been around for, like, way longer than I thought it had. I thought it came around in, like, the early, like, 2010s. Apparently, it's been around since, like, the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. Oh, I do remember. I read something about him. His wife got him some he said the best gift he's ever received were knee pads. His wife got him knee pads because Amazon used to just be a book, like, shipping company.
Okay.
And so he'd be on his knees in the garage, like, putting books in boxes.
What a grassroots man.
Yeah, isn't that sick? He's like, this is the best gift I ever had. It was knee pads.
Aw. That's kind of sweet. Well, going off of that one fact, yeah, all for Jeff Bezos. You keep cranking it out there, bro. You started that business. We're all on that grind together, man. I hope to have that much money one day, and you're darn tootin'. I wouldn't be spending that getting other kids to college, because college is a scam in the first place.
Yeah, screw philanthropy and helping people in a charitable way.
Yes.
Amen. If anything, we just buy them Taco Bell franchises or something, man. Like, don't get them college funds that are wasted.
Taco Bell gives those scholarships out, though, you know?
Yeah. So does, I think, Chick-fil-A, too.
I feel like they're fake, though. Like, I think they say they do it, but they don't actually give it to anybody. They just make a bunch of posters.
They give you, like, $200. It's like, here, you can have half a textbook.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's cool. Good for him. Rich people? Wow, I'm going to look into eating rich people thing. Like,
yeah, it's like
I want to eat.
Have you guys never heard about that?
Never heard of it.
No.
Oh, what?
We're too worried about our lives and not the middle.
I don't watch the news. Yeah, the news is scary. And number one, it's just boring. I remember watching the news for 5 minutes once, getting ready for school in the morning. I was like, wow, I am never doing this again. Yeah. Never watch the news ever again after that.
Well,
yeah.
It's probably like more on the liberal side of social media. So if you're on the other side of the spectrum, that's probably why. I don't know your political views, but that could maybe be why.
We don't care, I don't think.
Yeah, it's like, I just vote for myself every election.
Yeah. Right in. Keith Strickland.
Exactly.
You put like your Instagram handle at. Follow for follow?
Wanna collab? Have
that would be kind of epic.
Yeah, but there you have it. Not a big politics bro, but yeah.
I respect that.
Eating people. Nice. Solid plan. What's the next one, dog?
Okay. Why don't we decorate our cars like we decorate our homes or our offices? Nobody like paints their car or like puts little decorations on the inside, but for some reason we do with like literally everything else. Even like Instagram pages have aesthetics that people like you could quote unquote like decorate, but like vehicles, like why not?
Interesting.
Because think about how excited you get if you see like someone if they replicated like the Mystery Machine or even like the Oscar Mayer Wiener mobile. You get like so excited, you're like, look at how cool that car is. You could have a car like that, but we choose not to. Why?
Wow. Speak about open-minded. This is a game changer. You know, living in South Kakalaki, there I can certainly see the bad side of this. Because there are all these bows out there, man, getting them big old trucks lifted 17 feet up in the sky, they put lights on them, and none of them ever match, and they all look actually awful, and they think that they're freaking God for some reason with these lights on their truck. I'm like,
can't even see your rearview mirror because it's so bright. You're like,
yeah. And then there's other people who just make their cars look insanely tacky with the loads of bumper stickers and all the stuffed animals shoved in their cars. So I don't know. But you do bring up a good point. If I feel like that's just hardcore extremist views. If we can find a way to balance car customization in a non-tacky, perfect, flawless way, then I would be all for that. I think it'd be sick. Put little Christmas lights all in your car, that's making true. It all cutesy-magicy.
But the way it is now, if you have more than like one bumper sticker on, you're like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You're crazy nut, which is kind of always accurate.
Because I can, like, understand, like, for really, really expensive, like, cars, like Teslas or, like, you know, Ferrari, like, luxury cars. Like, I can understand why you wouldn't want to, like, do anything with it. But if you're driving, like, a 2001, like, Honda Accord, like, what do you got to lose? That's true. That's all I'm saying. Your check engine light is always on anyways. Like, just go for it.
Full send. Yeah, we're going to start a whole brand, a whole new line of cars called Hannah Heath Noah Cars. It's a dinger, I know, but it flows.
HHN.
Yeah. And what happens is we just replicate insanely cheaply the coolest cars ever. So if your 6-year-old wants to drive the Batmobile, we can make that happen.
No Boom. Problem.
With Got turrets him. And everything. Oh, man. Yeah. This is a good plan.
Yeah, let's go in on this. I'm willing to make an investment.
We're gonna
All right, sharks. Check.
Wow, I've always wanted to be on that show. That's another story for another time. what's the next question? That was profound.
Okay. Wow, I don't know if I can live up to it to that question. Okay, if you had 24 hours left to live, what would you do?
Interesting. Give me a second on this bad boy. 24 hours left.
And let's say like money's not an issue. You can break the law because you're going to die anyways. So it's like, what would you do? Because you're going to die.
Do anything.
Literally.
Just all laws, rules, and commandments out the window, huh?
Well, I don't know about commandments. That's between you and God, man. But the United States federal government, outie.
So I was like, man, if commandments were an issue, I would just go out there and just like do that weirdo sperm donation thing. So that way I just have an insane amount of children that all look exactly like me that will rise up after I'm already gone.
Oh, my.
But the last 24 hours, I don't want to do something cheese ball like that one song where it's like, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing. Yeah, I probably just want to do something nuts. Like just go rob stores, like break people's car windows. Just do all kinds of stuff that I never would have had the chance to do and be put in prison. Just, yeah, I've always wanted to start like fist fights and see if I would win, like in restaurants or something.
Yeah.
Just be ultra chachi to everybody right before I die.
Nice.
Yeah, it'd be awful standing with God on the last day. But I'll tell you what, man, that would be a fun last day.
Hashtag no regrets. Sorry, God.
Sorry, not sorry. Forgive and forget, baby.
What's that thing? Okay, I had never heard this until I moved to Utah. It's better to ask for forgiveness than for permission. I was like, that is... Yeah. That's not a very good mentality, but like you do you, boo. Like, go for it.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah. Welcome to Utah, people.
Yeah, I know, everybody. Right? I was like, yay.
Do you live in Utah right now?
I do. I'm in Provo right now. Like, less than 10 minutes away from the temple, right there.
Whoa. Man, that sucks.
Yeah, I know. We're trying to move to Tennessee once Alec graduates.
Yo,
scooting on out.
At. Good job. Yeah, get out there as fast as you can.
Yeah, seriously. Zoom,
good
zoom.
Good call. What's that next question, though?
The next question is, okay, why are influencers like a thing? Why? Like, and how does one, like, become an influencer these days? Could anyone become an influencer? Or do you have to be like hot and like white?
Well, Heath's white.
Yeah, the first part, that's a no-go. I'm not a very attractive.
Oh,
man.
You're hot.
Oh, in that case, I am.
You got the look.
The look with this hat on. Mm-hmm. But, okay. So currently, that's one of my goals right now is to become an influencer, actually. And I'm going to let you in on some little secrets. Yeah. This is all I know. I mean, yeah, to me, basically, if you want to get there really fast, then yeah, just keep taking a lot of pictures of you wearing basically nothing on a beach. That's the fastest way to become an influencer.
Okay, I'll write that down.
I'm not following you, Hannah, if you do that. But man, yeah, you just gotta be ultra cheese ball, be ultra disgusting, and then yeah, you'll get there. I actually follow an account. Hopefully I'll get sponsored by them one day. But it's called Influencers in the Wild. And what happens is people take little snapshots and videos of actual Instagram influencers doing things, like in California. And it is really cringy to look at. People like dress up walking down like the road, and they just like they just look so stupid while this other person's taking photos of them for their Instagram.
I think I saw one the other day of like someone peeking around the corner at a grocery store, and it was a girl just like full on like dancing while someone was recording her, and they were like, "What the freak?"
Yeah, I love that stuff. It's a mental game being an influencer. You gotta really not care what other people think about you unless they're your followers. But yeah, I think to start it off, you have to reach at least 10,000 followers, and then all options start to be revealed to you. You start getting money for junk. You start getting special links to stuff, and people special will message links. You about junk. Yeah. So I'm currently at almost 800, and I need to get to 10,000. So
you got it. I believe in you.
If you could start somewhere.
Yeah, true. Going off that, if you could have any brand sponsor you, what brand would it, like, what would you choose?
Oh, Lululemon.
Oh.
That would be a good one because they're so filthy rich.
I'd rather be shot in the head. I'd rather them just have a firing squad and snipe me than get sponsored by Lululemon. If I had a top choice,
it would be something like Nintendo or Jimmy John's. I actually tried to get my
Nintendo or Jimmy John's. No other options. Those two, that's it.
Oh yeah. I tried to actually get my car wrapped in Jimmy John's stuff, because I've been trying to do this for a long time, man. I have called so many companies, like, you know, at the very bottom of websites where it's like, contact us right mm-hmm. here. So I just write these insane emails where it's like, hey, my name is Heath Strickland. I'm a DoorDash driver. I drive a ton a day, and I have a red convertible that everyone looks at. If you put a wrap on my car and pay me at least $500 a month, then I will make sure you get ultra big business time in South Carolina. And no one ever responds to me.
Because how can you ever promise that you're going to, like, get the profit back to them?
I can't. And that's why they don't respond. But it's worth the shot.
So he's over here trying to start his own pyramid scheme. Wrapping his car. I'm just kidding.
I made a TikTok account about your car, about your advertising. I think you'd make money back.
Oh, if I made a TikTok about my car.
Or, yeah, if you did, like, a day in the life of, like, DoorDash driver or something. Some sort of series that people could, like, follow. Could get into it.
Yeah, that'd be good. I've actually been keeping a journal recently of weird things that have happened on DoorDash. Do you actually want to hear a story?
I would love to hear a story.
Okay, well, here we go. This is the first one that comes to my mind, man. I was going up to pick up a Firehouse Subs order, and it was probably like 9 at night. So I was driving, I'm driving in this like whack looking trailer park, and there I'm looking for it at night, people. It is so hard to find people's addresses because all the numbers are in different spots on each house, especially in trailers and in neighborhoods. It's hard to find them, and it's at night, blah, blah. But anywho, so I'm driving really slow, looking for this person's right trailer. And then I see this man all in black with a hood on, just standing like totally straight up in his yard, smoking a cigarette. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I find out that that's the house I was giving it to. So I get out of the car and I'm walking up to give him his Firehouse Subs. And the entire time he's just like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Heck yeah. Heck yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I'm like, here's your Firehouse Subs, buddy. He's like, heck yeah. Holy heck yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Do you know why you were saying that?
No.
Maybe he hadn't had a cigarette in a while and the nicotine was just hitting right. And he was just like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would be like, nope. I would just throw the sub out the window and be like, bye.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, there was that. I don't know how I would even make a TikTok about that, because I do not want him to be on my...
No.
Yeah.
Like, can you do that again for me real quick?
I need to film it. My followers are expecting it.
I definitely don't want to relive that ever. But yeah, if you like more of that stuff, man, text me and I'll make more. I need more motivation because I'm not making any money on anything right now, except this podcast. Almost at $9. Yeah.
Hey, do you sell merch?
Not yet.
Heck no.
Oh.
But I need to. I have stuff to do it. I just haven't done it.
Yeah, you should do that. You should do like merch that not a lot of people, because everybody does like hats and t-shirts. You should do like socks or like
underwear.
Yes. Toilet paper with your face printed on it. You know? Things that people are like, I have not seen that. I would love that. You should do that.
Interesting.
Eat peanut butter. Just take like a Jif peanut butter jar and then just relabel it and sell it for like twice as much.
I'm writing this down right now. I cannot forget about this. This is legendary.
Your podcast is like a very unique conglomerate of like a bunch of different things. So your merch should just be like random crap.
Yeah, you could have like new merch every episode from something we said.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Whoa. Okay, everybody. Well, I hope you have a big savings account because it's about to get destroyed with this stuff. Wow. I don't know what you're in school
for. Trying to get the big bucks.
I don't know what you're in school for right now, Hannah, but you need to stop that and be a marketing person.
I'm literally graduating next week. I'll just be like, nope, I don't want it. I don't want my diploma.
Never mind.
I'm changing my major. I'm starting over.
Wow.
But yes, it is medical laboratory science. So literally the exact opposite of marketing.
So you're a brain surgeon is what you're telling me.
Yeah. Yes. No, I'm just kidding. No, I work in a hospital laboratory. Do all the testing on the bloods and the pee-pee and the poo-poo and other bodily fluids.
That sounds like a true blast, man.
I don't mind it. I just went to school for it and now I have a job. I hope I like it. People think it sounds gross, but it's really, really not that bad. There's only a few like specimen types that really gross me out. But for the most part, it's not that bad.
Like what? Like if someone just unleashes like a wet stink and gives it to you?
No, like, do you know what sputum is? It's like when you really hack up, like you literally have to like choke yourself to get it up, like a loogie. So it's not spit. It's like comes from your lungs. Oh, that's nasty. It's very like gelatinous. I don't like it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then the other day I did my first semen analysis, which was not as bad as I thought, but it also was not like the funnest thing to handle.
Wow. I mean, how do you even do that? I mean, you just like put your finger in it and wipe it on something else? How do you guys even work?
For semen specifically or for other things?
Just like any of this stuff. Like, what do you do? How do you analyze if someone has cancer?
Yeah, so for cancer, for example, like if it's a blood cancer specifically, so they'll draw the blood in a tube and then we'll make slides of it, like little glass microscope slides. You'll put a drop on it and then smear it. Then you look at it under a microscope, and then there's big machine analyzers that you can put the blood on and it'll perform cell counts on it and like measure certain things about the blood. Then you can double check yourself manually by looking at it under the microscope. And then if the machine's like, hey, these cells are looking kind of funky, you should probably look at them. Then you look at them and you're like, oh yeah, these look kind of cancerous. And then you send it to a pathologist, which has like a medical degree. And they're like, yeah, they have cancer, or like, no, they don't, you know, but usually you can tell if they have cancer or not. You just have to get a doctor to like officially diagnose it. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Sick. So if any of y'all are listening today have a multicolored poo-poos, you should go hit up Hannah for extra.
Send it over.
Use discount code Heath and Hannah's unpopular opinion today.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Are you out of questions, my dog? Or do you got some more?
Let me look at the list again.
Let's end it on the wackiest one, final one.
Oh, I already asked probably my wackiest one. I have like my lamest one left.
That's even better.
Okay, well, my lamest question, that's why I haven't asked it yet, is what's a TV show that everyone like hypes up and thinks is like the best TV show ever? And you're like, I literally don't know why you like this show. It's stupid.
Oh, like Friends, One Tree Hill. Yeah,
Friends.
Yeah,
use Friends, bro.
Yeah.
That's what exactly came to mind when I was writing this question. I was like, Friends.
Friends gets two thumbs down.
Yeah, it's literally just overused.
It's like an unfunny Seinfeld. Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like The Office?
I do. There are a lot of episodes I like, but I feel like a lot are just like weird filler ones. There are a lot just aren't as funny as other people make it out to be. But every now and then there's something that like cracks me up the wazoo and I enjoy it.
I agree. I'm not like, oh my gosh, The Office is like the funniest show ever. Like blah, blah, blah. If you don't like The Office, you're a terrible person. Because I get really bad secondhand embarrassment and that show just sometimes like, it's like I makes me feel weird.
I just love how cringy it is. It's so awesome.
I just like Kevin.
Sometimes it does work in its favor. And then other times, like, do you know the Scott Tots episode?
Oh, Scott Tots? Okay, that one does make me cringe.
That one's pretty bad.
That's the best one. Yeah. What a dinger. But yeah. I'm trying to think. Are there any other ones just for kicks and giggles, man? Any
other shows? Types up?
Yeah. Like other Netflix shows. 13 Reasons Why. Never watched it. Just looked disgusting. Like, ugh.
I watched it just because I read the book when I was in middle school, and then I was just disappointed on how they seemingly began to profit off of, like, mental health issues. It was like, you did not need to make that scene as explicit as it was. Like, we got the point. You could have just, like, been like, oh, yep, we're going to imply what she's about to do, not literally show it. And I was just like, that just too far. And then they just elaborated for the next three seasons on what they think should have happened, but never actually happened in the book. And so I'm like, okay, this is just stupid now. You're just speculating upon the story, and then it's stupid, and I don't like it. Made me mad.
I didn't even know that show had more than one season. Wait, how did Homegirl kill herself?
She took a razor and slit her wrist in a bathtub. And they literally show her, like, in it coming all out, and her, like, dying in this bathtub. And I'm like, no, you could have just, like, done a close-in shot on, like, the razor blade, and then, like, her picking it up, and then, like, cut scene. Like, we would have understood, like, what happened, especially when there was a funeral later. Like, we could have made that connection. You didn't have to be like,
yeah, it's messed up.
Yikes.
It was disappointing, because I think the book's, like, actually really good, and the way that the author in the actual book, like, touched on some of these things, I felt like was done as tastefully as you can when you're talking about sensitive topics. And then they just took in there, like, let's show a girl bleeding out in a bathtub, and then her getting raped, and then all this other stuff. And I was just like,
oh, wait, she was raped after she was dead in the bathtub?
Oh, no. No, earlier, before she died.
Oh, I was about to say, holy moly, what is wrong with people?
Oh, no, she died. I think her, like, mom found her or something like that. But, yeah.
Big yucks. Well, kids, if you've learned anything today, don't throw yourself in a bathtub.
Yep.
Unless it's really relaxing. Like, it's a nice bathtub and you're just, like, chillaxing in that thing. It's
and you
a
fall nice, asleep like, and just... tub.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that works.
Toasty. That's a good way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's also a good way to close out this bad boy. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Listening again to the Heat's Unpopular Opinion. The end.